Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
I invented a new word, Stacey Cooper.
Ooh.
It's called prame.
Prame, okay.
Prame. It's feeling pride and shame at the same time.
You could have gone with shride.
Shride, like shredding your face while crying. That's what it kind of sounds like, shride.
Okay.
Well, let's go with prame.
Okay.
Feeling pride and shame at the same time. It seems like something that would never happen. But, oh, it happens a lot. For example, crushing an entire season of a show on Netflix in one day. One part of you is like, oh, good for me, I did it. You persevered. But then the other part of you is like, wow, I have no life. This is how much time I have on my hands. What is wrong with me?
I've got an example of that one as well.
Okay.
What about speeding up to a red light? Where you like cut, not necessarily cut someone off, but you get in front of them and you're like, boom, red light.
And then you meet them at the red light there and you got there at the exact same time and you're like, oh, shame on me. What about fitting a bunch of different items on your plate at a buffet? Like you get like 19 different items. You strategically place them all over your plate. You're like, okay, peas are going to go here because I can put a bun on top of my peas without getting it soggy. Okay, then the turkey goes there. You know, you're like, oh, yes, I did it. 19 items on one plate. And then you're like, I'm a disgusting human being. 19 items, that's how many I need. What's wrong with me? Like,
what about tricking a kid?
Okay, yeah.
You know, you feel so proud of yourself because, like, you got one over on a kid.
Yeah.
But then you're like, I tricked a kid.
Yeah.
And you feel like a piece of garbage.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. The last one here, winning an argument on Facebook with a stranger. I think we've all been there. You're scrolling through the comment section and you're like, oh, this stupid, I'll show you.
Yeah.
And then eventually you go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for like 25 minutes. And eventually they're like, fine, I give up. And you're like, ha, I win. And then you're like, why did I just waste 25 minutes arguing with a stranger I don't even know on Facebook? What's wrong with me, you know?
I'm so ashamed of myself.
Yeah.
Variety that rocks, 96.3 Cruise FM. Good morning, it's 9:24. Stacey and Clayton with you. We've got a song coming up in just a few minutes. The lead singer of this band decided to feature... Well, I guess the song that the... let me just rewind that and start
here
over again.
Here comes Pregnancy Brain Stacey.
96.3
yes.
Cruise FM. The video for this song... No, I want to say the...
Pregnancy Brain Stacey. PBS to the rescue.
This song was featured in a movie, and the movie features the lead singer's daughter.
Oh.
There you go. That song's coming up shortly.
And the song that just played, Armageddon.
Okay.
You missed that one.
That's...
Pregnancy Brain Stacey strikes again.
That's pretty cool.
Three times in 50 seconds. Here we go. 96.3 Cruise FM. Great hits and the best rock ever. Good morning. It's Stacey and Pregnancy Brain... It's Stacey and Pregnancy
who?
Brain Stacey. I have Pregnancy Brain, apparently.
I think you do.
Your Pregnancy Brain is rubbing off on me.
You're welcome.
Sometimes they say that pregnancy rubs off on the people around you.
Well, hopefully not the actual pregnancy, because that would be weird.
You're the pregnant one, but I'm the one that looks pregnant. I got the Randy Bobandy gut going on right now. I am out of shape. If you ever have to go to the walk-in clinic, make sure your phone is fully charged before you go.
Yes.
I had to go yesterday to get this nasty cough looked at. I've had a cough for like the past month, so I went to the walk-in clinic. Estimated wait time, an hour, which means you will be waiting 2.5 hours. They always lie at the walk-in clinic.
It's estimated, right? Yeah. So they can just do whatever they want.
That's the thing. You can throw estimated in front of anything, and then it's like, well, we said estimated, so what do you want us to do? But the room was packed, so I knew, okay, I'm here for a while. I had like 20% left on my phone.
Oh, geez.
And it died after like 15 minutes because iPhone batteries are junk. And the thing about waiting rooms now and walk-in clinics, they know that people will just play on their phones, so they haven't updated the magazine since like 2008.
What is a magazine?
Yeah, what is a magazine, right? The TVs were not on in this waiting room as well, I had nothing. Nothing. I just had to sit there and people watch.
Oh,
and the thing about people watching in a walk-in clinic waiting room, everyone is miserable. No one wants to be there.
Yeah.
No one's sitting there like, oh boy, I get to go to the walk-in clinic today.
I feel great.
Yes. The only time you should be pumped about going to the walk-in clinic is if you have an ear infection, which means you get that tasty banana medicine.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if adults still get that, but that was like my favorite part about being a kid.
Yeah.
Getting that banana medicine. But people watching in the walk-in clinic, there's always like five parents with their kids, and their kids are sick, and they're screaming and stuff like that. Right across from me were two young ladies with their iPad watching a movie every 10 seconds.
Oh, geez.
They laugh like goats. I'm not kidding.
Oh, ah! No.
And I was like, oh, man, this is going to be a nightmare. All I could do was just people watch. Do you enjoy people watching or no?
Well, I love people watching when I want to. But when you're like so bored that that's all you have to do, it's like, oh, man, where's my phone? Hence, again, why you're always supposed to have your phone charged.
The worst part about it is I was on Twitter right before it died. And the last tweet I read was from this random guy. I don't know who it was, but he was like, it's funny how people just made up dinosaur sounds without knowing what dinosaurs sounded like.
I saw that.
So for like an hour and a half, I'm just sitting there getting my mind blown. I'm like, wow, that's
He's
totally right. What did they sound like, you know? Wow. What if they sounded like those girls laugh? We got this tweet the other day from this guy at Toontown Juggalo.
Nice.
That's his Twitter account, but he did have a really good idea. He said, building an arena downtown is dumb. Build the new one on the exhibition grounds at Ruth and Lorne, then move the summer fair, the X, to where SaskTel Center is. And all of the trade shows and the business setups and all the fun stuff you can buy goes into SaskTel Center.
Interesting.
And all the rides go in the parking lot there, in the midway and stuff like that. Is that a bad idea? A good idea?
That's actually a great idea. The only thing I can see is SaskTel Center, it's an arena. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly perfect for trade shows.
Yeah, that's true.
But I like the idea of building an arena over at Prairie Land Park because there is a ton of room. There's some parking there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Idyllwild Freeway and the bus rapid transit, that would be a very good idea. Wow, I'm impressed.
From a guy with a Twitter handle, Toontown Juggalo. I mean, never would have saw that coming. I like the fact, too, you could kind of attach it to Prairie Land Park. So the whole thing with this downtown arena is they want to have a arena with kind of a convention center. Well, we already have a convention center there.
Except
so just build it kind of next to it and connect it a little bit?
You'd have to, well, I guess they just have done some renovations there. But you'd think you would want it to be all brand spanking new.
Very true. Very
but
true.
But it's a great idea.
I don't think it's the worst. If you think it's a good idea or a bad idea, call us, text us, whatever. 306-938-0963. I never thought of that before yesterday when this guy tweeted us. Because my thought process with this whole downtown arena, where are we going to put it? You know? Where are we going to put it? The old Toys R Us? Are we going to put it there? Behind the police station there? Are we going to put it there? I've never thought about putting it on the old X grounds. It's not that bad of an idea. The only thing is, it doesn't have that downtown feel.
But it's not too far. It's just over the bridge
from
downtown.
It's not that far. So there's a plus. But again, you can't like walk out of a game, go right to a pub, you know? It doesn't have that kind of feel to it. But still, all the parking. And that's the big issue with downtown parking. Oh, the parking. Won't someone think of the parking?
It was a big day yesterday for my husband and I. We got to see the baby for the first time.
Aww.
I had an ultrasound.
It'd be weird if Sean had an ultrasound as well.
Yep, there it is. It's a food baby. But it is actually a moment where you don't really think the whole pregnancy is real because all you've done is peed on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yes, you're pregnant. And you're like, okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just continue on with life. You maybe have some morning sickness or whatever. But I've been feeling fairly decent and eating is normal. But then once you actually see that there is, in fact, something alive inside of you, a little weird, not going to lie.
I can't really relate, obviously, but I'm sure it's a great feeling.
I hope you can't, because that would be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very crazy. The baby has arms and all the other things that you would expect it to have, which my husband, bless his heart, didn't think it did.
I love this story.
At this point.
Yeah.
I showed him, because I'm about, I think, like 15 weeks or something, so I Googled what that kind of image on an ultrasound looks like, and he saw it, and he was like, so it's got like head and arms and legs already? He's like, I don't think I'm ready for it. Like, he just did not expect it to look like a baby at this point.
What did he expect? Like, oh, no, it's just a circle. Like, that's it? Like, just shapes or something?
I think so, with, like, maybe a little fluttering heart in the middle or something.
You showed me the photo of the ultrasound this morning, and again, it looks like your typical ultrasound photo.
Like just every other one you've ever seen anywhere.
A black and gray blob, basically. That's what it is. And you can kind of tell, you know, like, oh, there's the head, there's a little tiny legs.
It does have arms and legs.
Yeah.
And it was sucking its thumb already. Like, what the
Aww. Has anyone came up to you? Like, have you shown anyone the ultrasound photo?
I've shown a few friends and the mom and mother-in-law, so they've seen it.
Has anyone been like, aw, it looks just like you or something like that?
Not yet.
See, that was the problem for my sister. She would show people her ultrasound photo and they'd be like, aw, I can tell it's going to look just like you. And you look at it, and really? You're like, what? It's gray. It's a gray blob. So what you're saying
is,
I look like a gray blob. Oh, thanks a bunch. You got me yesterday with your prank. Here at the Crew Studios, we have to pay for parking right at 9 o'clock every day, because we're downtown.
Yeah.
And the downtown parking enforcement people... Oh, man, they are out there at, like, 9:01 lately. Like, you
doing their job.
You need to be on the ball. Like, how dare they give us tickets when we don't pay for parking?
I know.
What a bunch of jerks, hey? So we each got a ticket, and then later on in the day, I look outside my window. You were gone at the time, and I noticed I had two tickets on my windshield. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I thought I paid, because that's the thing. If you do get a ticket... You still got to pay for parking, because if they do another lap and they notice you didn't pay, you're going to get another ticket. I did pay. You put your ticket on my car. So for half an hour, I'm just so angry. Oh, I got two tickets. Even on my drive home, I'm like, ugh. I look at the ticket at a red light. Oh, it's not my car.
I don't drive a Mazda.
Oh, man.
Can I just also say that I think I've gotten you with this joke minimum 10 times since we started working together.
We're easily in double digits. And I fall for it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time.
Doing it.
And that's why it's such a great prank, because you never check the ticket. You just see it, you get angry, you stuff it in your pocket. Feel free to use that if you want. The thing is, usually that sparks a prank war between us.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a prank war.
There's nothing I like more than a good old-fashioned prank war, you
it's
know?
Fun.
I mean, as a fan of the show The Office, Jim and Dwight always pranking each other. Mm-hmm. I love it. You're pregnant. I can't prank a pregnant lady. No.
Okay.
That's such bad style.
Like, I'm going to take that. Thank you.